God desires to bless you abundantly. It is His will that you be fruitful, multiply, and take dominion. Find out more on today's Believer's Voice of Victory. Now from their prayer cabin in Southwest Arkansas, here are Kenneth and Gloria Copeland with the blessing connection to God's promise.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. We're Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, and we're up here in our prayer cabin in Southwest Arkansas all this week. We're so glad you could join us today and enjoy this place with us. This is really one of the most anointed places that we've ever been, because this has been in our family ever since Gloria and I have been married. And it's just been a blessing of the Lord to have this place.
It has.
I remember one of the most serious times in my life since I've been in this ministry was in January of 1983. We just finished 82. I knew some things were changing. I didn't know what. I had a disturbance in my spirit. I really needed to hear from God. I didn't know what was about to happen. And I came up here and spent the month of January in 1983 and just fasted and prayed before the Lord. Came off of this mountain with a message of glory. Praise God, I'm telling you. And it really, at that time, it was a turning point of the anointing. It was just a marvelous time. And then you came up the third week that I was here.
Were you glad to see me?
Oh, I sure was glad to see you. And we just really had a time of prayer and believing God. And we left off this mountain preaching, the glory's coming. Praise God, the glory's coming.
Lots
Amen.
Changed since those
Father,
days.
We thank you.
Thank you,
We're
Father.
So grateful to you for the goodness, your mercy. Oh, your mercy. Thank you for being willing to perform your blood-sworn oath in our lives. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
You know, Gloria, it's just today, it's just roaring in my spirit. You know, the leper came up to Jesus and he said, "Sir, I know you can heal me if you will." Jesus said the biggest two words in the New Testament, "I will." Now, He's the same for yesterday, today, and forever. If He is willing then, He's willing now. Nothing has changed. He has never changed. "Well, Brother Copeland, there's different dispensations." Well, I don't care if it's a dispensation. It ain't changed God.
There's one Jesus.
Oh, yeah. It's never changed His oath. It's never changed His word. He is the
Amen.
Same forever. Praise God. Amen. Lord, we praise
thank you
and
Lord.
Thank you for that in Jesus' name.
We depend upon you.
Let's go back over here, Gloria, to Genesis 26. I want to see this in this word right here about the willingness of God. Notice it says here, "The Lord appeared unto Isaac and said, Go not down into Egypt, dwell in the land which I shall tell thee of. Sojourn in this land, I will be with you, and I will bless you." Notice his words, "I will, I will." Well, he wouldn't do that if it wasn't his will. Amen? His word is his will.
Amen.
And if he was ever willing to bless, he's willing today. Now, "I will give all these countries," and listen to this, "I will perform the oath which I swore unto Abraham your father."
Amen.
Now notice in the fourth verse, "I will make your seed to multiply as the stars of heaven. I will give unto your seed all these countries, and in your seed shall all of the nations be blessed." Now, the blessing that he's talking about there is that original word that came in the Garden of Eden. It was the first word a human being ever heard. God blessed them saying, be fruitful, multiply, yes, fill up the earth, subdue it, have dominion over it, and every living thing on the face of the earth. Amen.
Amen.
Now that was God's perfect will for all men for all time. Now what did Jesus pray? Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That was heaven's will. That's exactly what God willed for the earth. Now, we know what Adam did. He blew it off, and that blessing died in him. But it didn't die with God. That was his will then. It's his will now. And every word he said after that was according to that. He didn't change, start saying something else. He kept saying, I'll bless you. He kept making covenant, I'll bless. I'll bless. I will bless. I'll go with you. I'll bless your seed after you. He kept on speaking that blessing until somebody took it. And Abraham took it by faith. He believed God, and it was accounted unto him for righteousness. Now, there was a time there when he was struggling with it. And he was really doing the best he could. He'd been promised to have a child, but he struggled with that. His wife struggled with it. And they got off of the word, and they had this illegitimate kid and all that, caused a lot of problems in the earth. But didn't change God.
No.
Didn't change him. He just kept saying it. 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 So he fixed it with Abraham so that he could anchor his mind around it. Now this is what he was talking about to Isaac, was that blood sworn oath, when later the word said Abraham was fully persuaded that God was able to do what he promised. What fully persuaded him? Well, when you get over into the book of Hebrews, let's go over there and let's see what happened to him that was different. And here in the sixth chapter of Hebrews. Now, you know what? It just flashed across my thinking right now. This is a reason it's impossible to please God without faith. Because the blessing is connected by faith. Faith releases the anointing, which is the creative power of that blessing. Faith is the connection that we have with it. It's impossible to please God because he has no connection to bless you unless you get in his word, and faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Then you speak it, you act it, you believe it, and you build it and build it and build it and build it. And that covenant of blood is to a man what settles his mind and his thinking. There's blood between God and me. And it's the precious, pure blood of Jesus himself. I have a covenant with him in that blood. Now, you and I have a marriage covenant with one another. We spoke certain words of faith when we got married, and I meant them forever. But now, we are not, you know, that's where the wedding band came from. Used to, they didn't put a ring on your finger like this. It started out being on the thumb. And that priest would take a very sharp instrument and he cut a ring on your thumb, and it created a scar. You couldn't take that ring off on Saturday night, I guarantee you, and go live like an alley cat and then go home on Monday. You couldn't do that. Boy, it is there forever. and your hands were tied together as blood flowed down your wrists, and with a ribbon was tied around your thumbs, and you made those vows in blood. Well, we made our vows in blood, but not our own blood. We have the blood of Jesus as Christian people to, by faith, declare and pronounce our covenant between one another in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. I tell you, this is binding stuff. Amen. But the big part is not, the big thing is not our being bound to it. The big thing is God being bound to it.
And our part is just believing what God said.
Oh, yeah.
Ours is the easy part.
He swore he would perform his oath that he swore to Abraham.
Right.
Now, get hold of that. I mean, we just read that. Now, what fully persuaded Abraham? Let's look here in the 6th chapter of Hebrews. We've read this all week, but now you ought to be getting more meat out of this as you read it. Verse 12. That you be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promise. For when God made promise to Abraham, when God swore a blood oath to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself. He swore an oath to that man standing in blood. And Abraham had his whole conscience anchored that this God has made a blood oath with me by his own name that he would die himself if he ever broke it. Say, well, Brother Copeland, that's impossible. No, it isn't. He did it. He didn't break the oath. He didn't break the covenant. But he took man's place as though he had broken it, and that oath took upon itself flesh and dwelt among men and went to the cross and shed his blood. He became sin that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Oh, hallelujah. Can you see what was on God's mind and heart?
Our Savior, he saved us.
Look how he did it.
By himself becoming a curse.
He swore. And he kept it. But then he said, no, don't kill a man for breaking it. I'll die in his place as though I broke it. But now what happened, Gloria? When the blessing, the glory of God, raised Jesus from the pit of suffering, the Bible said, he was made alive in the Spirit, raised him up, glorified his body, no longer flesh and blood. He said, handle me. A spirit hath not flesh and bone, as you see me have. Is his blood in the ground in Jerusalem someplace? No. His blood is in the heavenly holy of holies. It is still living blood. It is there ever reminding your heavenly Father, my heavenly Father, our God and your God,
hallelujah,
the God of the Lord Jesus Christ himself, the God of all of the righteous angels, and for all of heaven to remember forever, that blood is in the heavenly holy of holies on the heavenly mercy seat of this blood-sworn oath to Jesus by the Almighty God.
Praise God.
So the covenant today is between God, who can't lie. He can't break it. He swore it forever.
That's right.
Then he swore it in the blood of his own son, destroyed the curse forever. And
hallelujah,
an immortal, which means untouchable by death, Jesus, an immortal, glorified human being. Oh, my Lord God in heaven.
Praise God.
Seated at the right hand of authority. The fullness of the Godhead. There's a man.
A born again man.
There is a man in the Godhead. Woo! Are we represented or what? Hallelujah. There is a man. The covenant is between God Almighty, the Creator, and His everlasting forever Son, Jesus of Nazareth.
Yes.
Hallelujah. It can't be broken. Now, you and I can break our fellowship with it. We have a choice of entering that covenant. Jesus said, I'm the door. I am the door to that oath. I am the door to that covenant. He that comes to me goes to the Father. And you can have perfect access before the throne of grace in His name. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Glory be to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
It is there. Let's go over here. Now, He said, surely blessing you, I will bless you, and multiplying, I will multiply you. And an oath for confirmation is to them an end of strife. There's no more argument about this. It's forever. It hadn't passed away. It can't pass away. Jesus said, heaven and earth pass away. My word or that oath will not pass away. It can't. It is for 1,000 generations and then forever.
Praise God.
Now, let's go over here to the book of Galatians. Turn left there just a couple of books or so. And let's look here at how this was explained to the church at Galatia. He said, Christ, in the 13th verse. Now, let's go up to the 8th verse. The Scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, listen now, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in you shall all nations be blessed. So then, they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. We are blessed with his sworn oath that God swore to him in blood, and God is swearing to him and to you, I will perform it.
Praise God.
I am about to run across this
I
pasture. Glory to God. I will perform it. Now, listen up. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. He's redeemed us from that old curse. It's not there anymore. The threat of death has been taken up by the blood of Jesus.
That's right.
Being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree. That's talking about the cross. So that the blessing of Abraham, which is that original blessing that was on Adam, and God brought it upon Abraham. Say the same words, be fruitful, multiply, fill up the earth, subdue it, and have dominion over it. Now then, the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus, the anointed one of God, or that the blessing would come on us through Jesus' anointing. All right. That we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. What promise? That we might receive that blood-sworn oath. That is the promise. Through faith. Faith in what?
Faith.
Faith in the blood, yes. Faith in His Word, yes. Faith in His name, yes. Faith in the love of God? Yes. Faith in the Old and New Testament both? Oh, yes. But all of that is part of the blessing. The ultimate faith is faith in the blessing. The blessing is our source from heaven.
Hallelujah.
The blessing is God's sworn oath in this earth. In blessing, I will bless you. In blessing, I'll multiply you. In blessing, I'll prosper you. In blessing, I'll heal you. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So healing's part of the blessing. The new birth is part of the blessing. The baptism of the Holy Ghost is part of the blessing. All of the gifts of the Holy Ghost are manifestations of the blessing of God in our lives. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
That's what this whole thing is. So, now let's continue to read here because he refers to it again. Brethren, I speak after the manner of men, though it be but a man's covenant. He says, here, if it's covenant between two men, yet if it be confirmed. Now, confirmed means two things. One, it's in blood. And two, it's been acted on. If it be confirmed, no man can disannul or no man can dissolve it and no man can add to it. In other words, you can't take away from it and you can't add anything to it. It is done. And he said, now that's just a covenant between two men. Now you remember what he wrote over there in the book of Hebrews. He said, this covenant is the end of all argument. It's the end of all strife. There's nothing to argue about. Once the blood is shed and it has been sworn in blood, the argument's over. Now, look at this. Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. Let's read it like Isaac heard it now in Genesis 26. To Abraham and his seed were the blood oath promises made. He saith not, and to seeds, plural, as of many, but as of one seed, to thy seed which is Christ. As Abraham and his seed walked in faith in that blood-sworn oath, it finally culminated in Bethlehem. It gave birth to the Savior himself, became flesh, and dwelt among us.
Praise God.
Now then, the covenant that was confirmed before of God in Christ. Now, if you be Christ, there's neither Jew nor Greek, neither bond nor free, black nor white, male nor female. If you be Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the blood sworn oath.
I be Christ's.
Oh, I belong to him.
Me too.
And every time you take communion, the hair ought to stick right straight out on the back of your neck. This is not just some little dab of grape juice and a little cracker you take in church. If it is, you're out of line. This sure is been
powerful.
Oh, my, my. Oh, my, 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 my. My, my, my. God
glory
in heaven.
God.
We're out of time. Glory, and I'll be back in just a moment. The blessing of Adam included the blessing, the empowerment to have dominion over everything in the earth.
New from Kenneth Copeland Ministries, an all-new series about living in the blessing.
The new birth is part of the blessing. Healing ministry is part of the blessing. Baptism in the Holy Ghost is part of the blessing. The gifts of the Spirit are part of the blessing. Financial prosperity is part of the blessing.
This important teaching from Kenneth Copeland is about God's empowerment of every believer to create the Garden of Eden in your life, wherever you are. Living in the Blessing, all new and available on DVD, is a must for every believer. God has blessed you, and this teaching will show you how to live in the faith that releases the blessing.
Wherever you go, you walk in faith, and the blessing will turn that place into a garden.
To order your copy of Living in the Blessing, log on to kcm.org and order online. This must-have teaching from Kenneth Copeland will open your eyes to the provision God has for you. To order your copy by mail, write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Or you may call us at 800-575-4455. Order your copy of Living in the Blessing today.
Now, I'm telling you right now, get hold of Living in the Blessing in DVD and CD. Get the whole family together, get your Bibles, and watch these DVDs and get off. There's a whole lot more detail here than what you can get into on the broadcast. And then watch the broadcast, and then listen to the CDs as you drive your car, as you and so forth, at night when you go to bed and that kind of thing. I'm telling you this, the Word says, the blessing of God maketh rich, and He adds no sorrow to it. Listen, I said that. The blessing of God maketh rich, and He. See, the blessing is God.
That's right.
The blessing is Jesus. The blessing is the Holy Ghost. The blessing is the anointing. Praise God. All in this gorgeous, beautiful package. And Jesus has given it to us. We are the blessed. Now you get online. You do what's necessary to get a hold of that. Now I'm going to show you something as we close here and introduce tomorrow's broadcast. You go to these scriptures. Go to the 28th chapter of Deuteronomy. And it says, all these blessings shall come on you.
Hallelujah.
And overtake you. All of those are part of the blessing of Abraham. I'm blessed in the city. I'm blessed in the field. I'm blessed coming in. I'm blessed going out. The fruit of my body is blessed. My family, my children, my grandchildren, my storehouse, my finances are all blessed.
Amen.
And you just walk around the house reading it out loud. That's mine. I'm the seed of Abraham. I am blessed, 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 blessed. That's the way you combat bad news. That's the way you combat debt.
That's right.
The way you get it. That's the way you harvest. It's one thing to sow. You have to sow the seed. Our privilege to sow is in the blessing. The minute God told him, I bless you, he said, I've given you all the seed. In other words, the blessing is the authority to sow the seed and harvest the crop.
Right.
So you've tithed. Oh, you listen, tithing is not an option. It is where we come together with God. I'm going to get into that tomorrow. I'm going to show you some things about this. Praise God. Well, Gloria and I love you, and we'll see you tomorrow. Remember, Jesus is Lord.
This is the Year of the Open Door, and Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you. For more information on this broadcast, today's product offer, or other ministry tools and resources, visit our website at kcm.org. You may also call toll-free 800-575-4455 or write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. As we celebrate 40 years of ministry, we believe for God's plan in your life and that you will walk through the open door of the blessing this year. It's 2007 and the door is open. Soak in God's Word at the 2007 Great Lakes Believers Convention. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, Jerry Sabell, Jesse Duplantis, Creflo Dollar, and Bill Winston as you learn to walk in the blessing and step through your open door in 2007. Come out August 20th through 25th at the U.S. Cellular Arena in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. For more information, visit kcm.org or call 1-800-600-7395.